right, Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. I am a man of my word, and yesterday we ended the show talking about conspiracy theories because, I don't know, when I go out, when I'm at a party or someplace typically where adult beverages are consumed, people will share with me their conspiracy theories, like, Tom, how can you possibly invest any time watching pro sports? Don't you understand? They are all rigged. It's all about the money. It's all about the gambling community. And you might as well bet on the Harlem Globetrotters to lose. And I thought, well, that's rather interesting. And then I started thinking about some of the calls I've seen in a certain professional sport this past season. And I thought to myself, huh, maybe there's something to that. And there have been a few other ones that I've talked about. But do you have a pet conspiracy theory that you would like to share with us? And if you're able to explain, and somebody tried doing this to me last night, or for me last night, maybe it was to me last night, but somebody tried to explain the difference between living in three dimensions and fourth dimensional and fifth dimensional beings. And as much as I appreciate the hypothetical or theoretical physics that go into nonlinear optics and other means of achieving invisibility, as much as I'm into that because I figured out how to beat it, as much as I'm into that, I'm lost when it comes to fourth dimensions, fifth dimensions, unless you're talking about this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, which I think we can prove did actually exist as a song back around 1970. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And by the way, at the risk of opening myself up to ridicule, the one thing I don't understand is Bigfoot, and I don't understand Bigfoot because I don't understand what advantage anybody would have, what money there is to be made on hiding the existence of Sasquatch or Bigfoot. I can understand pro sports possibly being rigged because there's money to be made. I can understand why wars are allowed to happen because there's money to be made. But I don't understand where the money is with a smelly old Sasquatch. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And no, look, I mean, it, again, when somebody brought up the whole Israel-Hamas thing to me, I immediately did research. And sure enough, article in the New York Times, Israel knew blueprint of Hamas attack 1 year ago. And I'm sorry. When I'm talking to this person, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I do not need to be talking to an anti-Semite. I'm going to excuse myself, politely, of course. But then I go home, and I'm reading up on Israel basically knowing what was going to happen with Hamas and doing nothing, which makes absolutely no sense. At the very least, Israel could have allowed the attack to begin and then ambushed the attackers like the United States Navy did at Midway with the Japanese carrier task group. That is something that makes no sense to me. Why? And I'm sorry, but this is the New York Times, okay? This isn't some half-assed talk show host in a small market. This is the New York Times. Israel knew Hamas blueprint for attack a year before it happened. And I'm sorry, but I think you could make a case they knew it was going to happen. They wanted it to happen. They allowed it to happen. But why did they allow it to happen? Is it because of getting a lot of money from the United States to fight the war in Gaza? And you're not going to be able to successfully accuse me, of all people, of being anti-Semitic. And you certainly can't accuse the New York Times of being anti-Semitic. But to me, it is conspicuously suspicious that a country knows that bad things are going to happen. They have the blueprint for it, and they don't increase their intelligence. They don't increase spy flights, satellite imagery. They don't increase troops on the ground. I mean, any sane situation would mean that, first of all, you'd send decapitation strike teams into Gaza to take out the leadership of the terror attack. We saw this happen after the 1972 Munich massacre of the Israeli athletes. We saw it happen when the Israelis actually engaged the services of a former Nazi commando, Otto Skorzeny, to kill German scientists who were building missiles capable of hitting Egypt. And you're asking me to believe that they had the blueprint of the Hamas attack, and they said, well, this doesn't look very important to us. Let's put this in the back burner. It doesn't make logical sense at all to me. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if you have a problem with what I just said, do your own research. New York Times. It's right there in the New York Times. And I don't think you could say the New York Times is an anti— it's not exactly Der Stürmer, okay? Let's go to Peter in Mayville, Chautauqua County, on the hill, no doubt, overlooking Lake Chautauqua and the Chautauqua Bell, and just a stone's throw away from the Italian Fisherman and Bemis Point. Got my own name for Bemis Point, which I ought not say on the radio. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yes, sir. Peter, my name's Peter Weimer.
I don't need to know your last name. I don't do last names on the show. I'm almost going to hang up on you.
Okay.
So no last names, okay?
Okay. I created the Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Expo as a tourism special event. I was the first chairman of the Ice Castle Extravaganza in Naval from 87 to 92. Then I created the Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Expo as a tourism special event. And unbeknownst to me, I became the center of the universe to eyewitnesses from Chautauqua County, Western New York, and Pennsylvania that have seen a Bigfoot.
You must illuminate me on what they said, because I have many questions surrounding Bigfoot. As I voiced yesterday, how come a hunter hasn't gotten one? How come a dumb Bigfoot has not gotten hit by a car? And, I mean, people hit deer all the time in Maine. They hit moose all the time. But let's just get back to the beginning. You said you became the center of the universe for people reporting sightings of Bigfoot, which, by the way, I want you to know I can relate to, because I have received so much email from people saying, Tom, you're never going to believe this, but I also have had experiences with stealth personnel research going on around me. I thought I was going crazy until I read what you had done and I saw the pictures you had taken and how you beat the technology, and please tell me what I should do next. And I won't tell you what I tell them to do next. Nothing illegal, by the way, because, you know, don't ever use violence. But anyway, tell us about your story about becoming the center of the universe. I've not often talked to the center of the universe, although a lot of people in radio believe they are.
Well, you know, I didn't realize that was going to happen to me when I created the Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Expo. But I've had old people, grandmas and grandpas. I've had young people, teenagers that have, they always do that double take. What am I seeing? What did I just see? And they usually they only see it for a few seconds, and it's mostly disbelief in their brain that they've seen a Bigfoot because they weren't looking for a Bigfoot. And I think there's 10 to 20 or more in Chautauqua County. I know there's hundreds of them in New York State, hundreds in almost every state, Pennsylvania, Ohio. The reason the government doesn't acknowledge their existence is because if they did, the Endangered Species Act would kick in, and then they'd shut down the woods, the timber, and hunting, quadrupling the cost of building a home because we'd have to import all our lumber from Canada. It's all about the economy, and it has nothing to do with...
Any politician, even Kathy Hochul, if she enacted the Bigfoot Protection Act as part of some environmental plan, her plans to be the first president lady of the United States would go down the tube in a big hurry. So I'm not, forgive me, but I'm not buying that. Okay, it just, that to me does not sound like a logical explanation. It sounds far more logical that people would say, you know what, we don't know. I don't know why I'm hearing myself twice. I just totally got thrown off here because I was talking and then there was a second delay, clearly Bigfoot in action. But what have people told you about seeing Bigfoot and then Bigfoot vanishes? Because that is of special interest to me.
I don't buy into that. There's people that think that Bigfoot only appears when they see a UFO. I don't buy into that. I truly think they're a bipedal mammal. So they have children. On my website, I put a link there of this gentleman that found, of this family that found seven black and white pictures in their father's home after he passed away. And the seventh picture shows an adult and maybe a five-year-old. They have babies. They got it figured out. They know where to hide. Rumor has it there was a roadkill in Pennsylvania about 2 or 3 years ago. And when the DEC came and took the body away, the eyewitnesses asked them, well, what about the Bigfoot? And they said, what Bigfoot? And it's the same way they handle mountain lions in Chautauqua County. They don't acknowledge their existence, and everybody with a trail cam has gotten a mountain lion once or twice on there, and they see them.
I know we have big cats in New York State. Whether they're mountain lions, I really don't know. But you bring up an interesting angle here. You talk about trail cams. Everybody with land has trail cams. Nobody has ever sent me a picture of a Bigfoot who just happened to trigger a trail cam.
I don't. Again, I think they got to figure it out. There's been pictures of Bigfoot on trail cams all over the internet. People don't believe it because they think it's been photoshopped. But myself, I don't have time to dink around and pretend that, you know, and try to fool anybody. I'm a businessman. I'm not about to lie to people. And so they it is what it is. I don't spend a lot of time on Bigfoot because it obviously doesn't make any money. But I am in the process of writing a book that's being co-authored by Brad Lockwood from Little Valley, who's done a book on Case Knives. And we're just going to probably go to print next year.
So are you telling me that you have photographs people have sent you of Bigfoot?
The link I have on the web page is a link to a YouTube video of this family's pictures that they posted through their mediator. Most of the time, people hold on to that stuff.
I'm having a hard time with. All right, and I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but I have to ask these questions, or else I wouldn't be doing my job. If deer are hit by car and moose are hit by car, and pretty much everything that walks, crawls, or slithers has been hit by cars at one point or another in Western New York, and I know you referred to the alleged car strike on a Bigfoot in Pennsylvania, which sounds to me like I'd really like more evidence of that. are they that smart? They know to look both ways before crossing the road?
I think they are. I do. I think, you know, obviously they're a bipedal mammal. And getting back to, you know, car kills, whether it's a mountain lion or panther or bear, the DEC shows up instantly. I saw what I thought was a black panther on I-86 just past the Chautauqua exit, and by the time I had an employee circle around and come up to see it, they had a state trooper there, and a DEC was just loading whatever it was into the back of their truck, and it's all hush-hush, bye-bye. They don't let anybody stop to take pictures because they're not allowed to acknowledge the existence of those animals, be it a mountain lion.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I want to put you on hold because I want to hear what else you have to say. But it makes no sense because, frankly, they could make a lot of money off of Bigfoot if they would say, hey, New York State is now conducting Bigfoot tours in Chautauqua County. $50 puts you on a hay wagon, and you can go into areas where people say they've seen Bigfoot. Now, in New York State, we do have bobcat, and we do have Canada lynx. Those are the big cats that we have. And back in the mid-1980s, Chickawauga police... And I'm going to drop some names here. This is back in the days when guys like Dave Piscatello, Gary Greco, Rick Roll, not the current Rick Roll, but his dad, John Hunts, and a whole bunch of other guys, they actually responded. John Schaller would be another one. They actually responded to calls from a number of people in Chickawauga about a lion that was in Chickawauga. Now, in my mind, it probably was a bobcat or a Canada lynx, but we didn't have the internet back then, so I couldn't look it up. So hold on, if you would. We're talking about conspiracy theories and which ones you believe. And don't get the idea that just because I ask tough questions of people that I am dismissive of people. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm the guy. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but I'm the guy who figured out, wait a minute, these people from research institutions, military contractors, and the military are all around me, and why do I have a picture of a guy in a reflective invisibility suit that I figured out how to break the technology? How did I break the technology of nonlinear optics if that stuff doesn't exist? And I did it so simply. And I'll tell you another, I don't think I've ever talked about this on the air, but the woman I was seeing at the time and myself, we assumed different positions in my backyard with two different iPads. And at the same time, both of our iPads died. They went dead. Just like the guy who called in before about the UFO video and his camcorder going dead. Both of our cameras went dead at the exact same moment. So, and I had a professional photographer over, and he said, this has never happened to me before. My equipment died at the same time. So clearly, there is something going on. And I know exactly who it involves. It involves the U.S. military. It involves certain research institutions, one of them 70 miles away from here on the thruway, and various U.S. Army personnel and engineering types. And when I looked them up on LinkedIn, what happened, interestingly, was right after I looked them up and I saw whom their friends were, their profiles mysteriously got taken down. Or they were altered in such a way as to hide any involvement with certain organizations of the military or whatever. And again, I was smart enough to print it all out. It's all documented. It's not even like a debatable thing at this point.
Is it that I could come out to here and be still floating and never hit bottom? Keep falling through, just relaxed and paying attention. Oh. saw that world crumble and thought I was dead, but I found my senses.
Okay, I'm really sorry, but I still really like the Byrds. Anyway, that's B-Y-R-D-S, no relation to the West Virginia senator. So, Peter... hung up on us during the news break. I guess he's a busy businessman, so I wanted to talk to him more about his Sasquatch tours, talking about conspiracy theories and the mysterious, not to be confused with question mark and the Mysterians, but 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I promised that I'd bring this show back late yesterday, and I am a man of my word, and since nothing else is going on of tremendous note, I was a little bit thrown off by the one rabbi we had on the news at 3:30, our beloved Buffalo News. We have a distinct difference of opinion on the Buffalo News, so you kind of lost me at beloved. Sorry, Rabbi, but you did. Let's go to, let's see, Wayne. Yes, our very beloved one-sided Buffalo News. Wayne in North Collins, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom, and good afternoon. Maybe he was being sarcastic about the beloved. I can only hope.
But, well, because, I mean, when I think of the Buffalo News, I don't. The word beloved does not exactly cross my mental plane.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I'm your beloved. But anyhow, I do not believe in extraterrestrials. Yeah, there's UFOs. I believe they should be categorized as extraterrestrials. And I believe it's like a conspiracy theory, much like going all the way back, like you're mentioning JFK assassination, that there is spiritual warfare trying to deceive people in the world today. And I think the extraterrestrial is just another way of trying to deceive people in a spiritual warfare that's going on around us.
Well, I think you've got my take on the JFK assassination completely wrong. I look at the JFK assassination as I would look at any crime. What is the evidence? What does the photographic evidence show? And what does the research into the suspect show? And there is not a doubt in my mind that that was one of the biggest examples of mass hypnosis, media lying that there is. In fact, you know, it's kind of funny because one of the things I did last week was I went back and I watched ABC News live coverage of the day JFK was assassinated. And there is, and I got to figure out a way to put this up online. There is a video of a guy named Jack Valenti, and you can look up his esteemed background. And he says in no uncertain term, this was absolutely a conspiracy. No one person could have pulled this off. And it's funny because they don't play that tape in any of the JFK retrospectives. But when you talk about celestial warfare, are you talking with respect to UFOs about spiritual warfare?
Exactly. I mean, there's demonic and angelic beings, very powerful, very fast. And if you look into the Genesis account, that some of the fallen angels or demons, if you want to call them that, looked favorably upon women and began populating with women. And that's one of the reasons why God destroyed this world in a flood. And I believe there's deception by them, deception going back through all of mankind's history to believe in everything from the New World Order, one world government, to future prophecy that has a lot to do with Israel, and maybe someday the new temple being built. And there's a lot of stuff going on that I believe is behind the scenes, and as far as our view, is spiritual warfare.
See, I'm not one of these born-again Christian talk show hosts, so you can believe whatever you want to believe, and it is a belief that I cannot challenge because it is a belief based on faith, and I can't challenge faith. You and I just have different beliefs on God and the universe.
Well, that may be, but here's a definition of faith, and it's also found in the Bible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So my faith has substance, and it has evidence. And I'm not a scholar. I'm just a
Well, it has evidence officer. Because you're taking it from a book. It's like you're using quotes from a book to prove a book. That makes no sense to me. We are of two different schools of thoughts when it comes to God, and we're never going to agree on that.
Well, you can go into archaeological evidence. You can go into scientific evidence.
You mean like the dinosaurs? Like the dinosaurs? Should we go into that?
Sure. You could. I mean, you can go into, there's nothing that the Bible has ever been contradicted by archaeology and never been contradicted by historical facts. So you can go into that if you want. And the deeper you look into it, the more you're going to find out that the Bible is.
Well, if you want to talk about archaeology, then why does it say the mountains, plural of Ararat, and not Mount Ararat itself? Why isn't it more specific?
I don't really know. I do believe that. Why do you find clams? Why? I'm just saying. I'm just a retired CEO. But you look at why did they find giant clam fossils up on Mount Everest? It's 400 miles from the ocean. I mean, there's a lot of things that happened when there was a flood, which pretty much every culture goes back and has.
Well, we've got trilobite fossils. We have trilobite fossils here in Western New York. I mean, clearly at one point the ocean or great bodies of water covered the ocean. Now, the question is that natural geology taking place, or is that something of spiritual significance? I mean, if the Earth is billions of years old, I don't think it's too much to say that it's just a natural thing that happens.
Well, I don't think the Earth is billions of years old, but also, yeah, I believe that was part of history. Of this world that was created, that was, you know, attributed to God, and it's very interesting study. But I also believe, like, I don't think I feel too differently about the JFK assassination than you do. I just believe it was the beginning of the new world order, and there's going to be the one world government. And there's, I mean, hey, they already want to get us away from a cash society, and I think we're heading in that direction. There's some interesting things going to happen in the future.
Well, look, I mean, I am not going to disagree with you on that. I think Harry Truman establishing CIA was one of the worst abominations in the history of the United States, because Harry Truman didn't know his ass from a hole in the ground when it came to foreign policy, number one. And the CIA became this basically independent organization over which even the President of the United States had no control. Kennedy told multiple people in the summer of 62 and 63, I have no control over parts of my own government. And there is a reason why JFK read the book 7 days in May and actually allowed producers into the White House to make that movie, which is about a military coup against the President of the United States. Now, logically, ask yourself the question, why would an American president go to Hyannisport for a weekend and tell a Hollywood producer, you can have the use of the White House and my office because I think this book is such an important message to put in movie form for the American public? And eventually 7 Days in May was released in 1964. But you watch that movie within the context of JFK allowing it to be shot inside the White House, and it really sets up the time period. Now, as far as spiritual warfare, we're never going to agree because I just have different beliefs than you do.
Right, but I also agree with you about the CIA. And remember, who was the one-time head of the CIA? George H. Bush, and in his inauguration speech, mentions the New World Order.
Herbert Walker Bush is one of the most villainous people ever to emerge on the American political scene. okay? He was deeply involved in the Bay of Pigs. He was also involved in the Kennedy assassination. We know this because he called FBI and tried to put him on the wrong path after the Kennedy assassination. And when he was going through his hearings to be the director of CIA, he denied ever having any previous experience with CIA. George Herbert Walker Bush, as far as I'm concerned, was a criminal against the American people.
Well, he may very well have been. And again, I believe this all goes back to a spiritual warfare behind the scenes, which we don't necessarily see. And I believe there's going to be a lot of prophecies continue to happen through the nation of Israel, which has happened already. And it's just very interesting times we live in.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I mean, the one thing you can't debate really is faith, because what you believe, you believe. What I believe, I believe. I can't prove it. I don't think you can prove it. It is what it is. Now, biblical archaeology, that does fascinate me. I will not lie. It does fascinate me. But you know, frankly, I am more in keeping with, you can watch on YouTube, George Carlin on religion. That's pretty much where I am when it comes to organized religion. Not that it really matters too much, because I'm not trying to convert anybody to the way I happen to view the creator, but I'm more in line with a deist than I am with a Christian. I do believe there's a God, but the rest of it is frankly beyond me, and I think beyond anybody's understanding. And the same guy who just called, if he was born in Iraq, he'd probably be a devout Muslim. If he was born in Peru 2,000 years ago, he'd be etching giant insects into the hills of Peru. I mean, you're born into this stuff, I think. Let's go to our next caller at 3:52. Joe in Cheektowaga. Joe, you are on. Hello.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Sir.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are many different conspiracies out there, and I'm going to try to keep this out of the spiritual realm and out of the supernatural. But the most pertinent one that affects us all is the current financial system. And this is a system that is truly rigged in order to enslave all of humanity, really from cradle to the grave. And that system is called usury. And usury is the predatory financial practice of lending money with interest. If you look at the national debt clock of the U.S., we're close to $34 trillion in debt.
Yep.
Now, that debt is never going to be repaid. There isn't enough work or production in the world worth that much money. The system is rigged, and we are all being crushed by student loan debt and credit card debt and mortgage debt. And really, all throughout history, the practice of usury was always considered deeply immoral and wicked by Christians and even the Greek philosophers like Socrates and Aristotle that specifically spoke out explicitly against this as a very deep, gravely immoral practice.
Now, you gotta help me with something. Is usury to be defined as the charging of any interest on borrowed money or a confiscatory rate of interest on borrowed money? For example, for years and still today, mob types operate on the 6-for-5 plan, which basically is over 1,000% interest on an annualized basis, not counting VIG. So is some interest okay? Because if I let you borrow $100,000 for 30 years, by the time you pay it back, that $100,000 is going to be worth about $40,000 given the rate of inflation. So is any interest charged on any money to be considered usurious?
Yes. I mean, well, from my belief, yeah, and the belief of Christians throughout history into the modern era.
How would anybody buy a house? I couldn't have bought my house without usury. If any amount of interest, even the 3% note I got, if any amount of interest is to be considered usurious, then how do you grow an economy?
Well, I mean, that's just it. I mean, there are certain people throughout history that try to grow an economy or try to remove their country or from the usury international debt banking system, or try to introduce interest-free treasury notes, and they basically were all end up assassinated or some war was waged against them. But the essence of wealth comes from labor, and that's where it is. You do a certain job, you get paid. That's how it should be. You should not be able to make money off of money itself. That's where the immorality comes from. So, I mean, that's just throughout history. That was always labeled as deeply immoral. And that's what's enslaving all of us today. I mean, you can look at the U.S. debt clock and look at the interest of all the, and who makes the money off of the money we borrow from the pandemic, the money we borrow from all these constant wars. I don't think it's a coincidence that we're always in these stupid, constant, endless wars, because the government has to borrow money on interest from the Federal Reserve.
And who makes the money? We also borrow money to help other countries in their wars, like Israel and Ukraine?
Well, in order to give a lot of money that we send and aid and things like that to Ukraine or to Israel, yes, we borrow money from the Federal Reserve. Or we've done that ever since the Federal Reserve became in 1913, I believe it was. But when we borrow money from the Federal Reserve on interest, whether it's from all the checks that came out during the pandemic or whatever it is, through wars specifically, the bankers and the people at the top, the ones who control the banks, are the ones who are raking in all the money while we're being destroyed. The middle class is being destroyed.
I'd be very happy to talk to you about this after the break. Okay, if you wanna hold on. Usury is something that had not come up in previous shows, like yesterday we did on conspiracy theories. I would be more than happy to continue our dialogue here on WBEN. I mean, taking any spirituality out of it, I don't see how the economy would be helped by doing away with interest rates. Who is going to just let you get a car for $30,000 and say, well, I just need $30,000 back over 6 years? You can't operate that way and employ people and sell goods and provide people with goods they need. How many of you have $500,000 cash sitting around to buy a typical house in Lackawanna right now? I might be slightly exaggerating, but only slightly. And I happen to like Lackawanna. A lot of people listen to the show in Lackawanna. It's been a great show so far. And look, just because I believe one way does not mean that you also aren't entitled to your beliefs, okay? I mean, yeah, do I believe in God? Absolutely. I think only a moron could not believe in God. Do I believe in the God of the Bible? Well, that's a different story altogether. I'm a deist, much as Thomas Jefferson was a deist. I believe in God, believe in the Creator, but any specific religion is lost on me because, hell, if I was born in Iran, I'd be sitting here as a Muslim. If I was born in Pakistan, I'd be sitting here as a Muslim. If I was born in Nepal, I'd be a Buddhist. I mean, you are what you are. You're born into this stuff. It's another great Tony Soprano. Actually, I'm pretty sure Tony Soprano may have been the Lord incarnate, but I'm probably wrong on that. On News Radio 930 WBEN.